The UN Human Rights Council sent an envoy to Lebanon to look at how the government here has been addressing one of the world's worst economic crises. Olivier Deschauter spoke to those affected, officials, as well as the donor community, which he said is running out of patience with the government for failing to reform the system. And it's not just the international community who lost trust in them.
When I told many people about my mission, when I spoke to families who are destitute in Bourj Hamoud, in Tripoli, in Baalbek, they often answered, "Ma fi dawli," there is no state. They have lost confidence in the ability of the state to provide a response.
So to me, this is the gouvernement.
The UN envoy explained in detail how years of long-standing inequalities, the lack of social protection systems, and an economic model that benefited the rich contributed to the collapse. For example, the connections between politicians and the private sector reached the highest levels of political power in Lebanon. 18 out of 20 banks had major shareholders linked to political elites. Lebanon is also one of the most unequal countries in the world, where some 10% of the population holds nearly 70% of the wealth, while 40% of public revenue comes from taxes that affect the poor.
The authorities, who have been blamed for decades of mismanagement and corruption, have failed to stop the economic collapse. It took 13 months of political bickering before they agreed on a new cabinet in September. But it hasn't been able to convene in the past months because of a new political crisis.
Deschauter blamed government inaction for what he called a manufactured crisis that ruined lives and condemned the majority of the population into poverty.
The population is facing unprecedented challenges. Impoverishment is widespread. I saw scenes in Lebanon that I had not imagined I would ever see in a middle-income country.
The UN envoy didn't describe Lebanon as a failed state, at least not yet. He did say it is headed in that direction, with a government failing its population that doesn't believe it will work in the public's interest. Zana Khadr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.